long time ago, but, well, nowadays, of course, they'd bale hay. But a long time ago, if they'd cut the hay and they'd let it dry, then they'd rake it up in little piles and maybe take a pitchfork and load the hay on a wagon. What would they call those little piles that they'd have raked up? Was there a special name for them?
I suppose they're called ricks.
Mm-hmm.
Ricks of hay.
What does a rick look like? Any special size?
A rick, well, of course, with us, it would be larger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take our hay and that loose hay and stack it in ricks,
mm-hmm.
and leave it for winter use or something like that.
How would you stack it?
We would take pitchforks, men, and
mm-hmm.
throw it on there loose and have a man on top of it to tramp it down and place it in place to where it
mm-hmm.
would get wet when it rained.
Did you have a pole in the center?
Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
not all the time.
What's the difference between a rick and a haystack? Or is there any difference?
Well, a rick is, what I always thought of a rick as being loose hay and stack. Well, we stacked our bundled hay. We'd take a corn binder and it'd tie this hay in little bundles.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go out and in the field and stand them on the ends
mm-hmm.
with the seed up and let them dry. And when it became dry enough, we'd haul it into the
mm-hmm.
to the stack, haystack.
So the bundles would make up a stack then?
That's what I always
mm-hmm.
classified it.
Any other way of keeping hay outside?
Well, we never used any other way. In fact, the business is we never had too much hay. And we use this Mexican alfalfa, we call it, this prickly pear. That's our hay now.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that baled hay and things, we stack that outside, but
mm-hmm.
it'll be in stacks too.
When did people start using this prickly pear? Has it been used all your life? Or?
Yes, when I was a boy, the old milk cow, we used to go out and build a little fire and take this prickly pear and burn the stickers off and take a wheelbarrow, roll it into the town and feed it to our milk cow.
Mm-hmm.
Prickly pear has lots of water. And of course, water makes milk,
mm-hmm.
and so it was very good. And we would supplement our cow with the
mm-hmm.
prickly pear.
You'd roll it into town, you said?
On a wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. How far away is?
Well, maybe from maybe about 1,000 feet.
Oh, so you just go out in the field and then?
Out in the pastures, we call it. The pastures,
uh-huh.
we no fields.
A field is where you plant things? Or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What about something smaller than a field? That maybe you plant just a little bit of sweet potatoes or a little bit of
A garden?
Uh-huh. What about a patch?
Patch? Well, that's what we've got here.
What's a patch?
A patch is a very small garden, I guess, like that uh-huh. out there. Just a very small little patch.
What have you got planted out there?
We have beets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you call those, Italian squash,
mm-hmm.
and okra and carrots,
mm-hmm.
and have some dill planted. I don't know what that's for. There's our patch of asparagus.
Mm-hmm.